Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. Today, I'm excited to visit with my friend and tour partner, Andrea Tordai from Gyrölő, Hungary. Hello, my friend.
Hello, Liz. I'm very happy to join the podcast again with you.
This episode will go into a little more depth about our upcoming tour that will focus on the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. But first, I'd like to tell a quick story about my initial connection with Andrea. My mom used to organize tour groups to Hungary. She did that for many years. And when she passed away, it was quite a lot to absorb the entirety of her business, Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store. So we had to introduce the idea of tours into the life of our family in phases. I needed a few years to catch my breath before I would be able to entertain the idea of resuming the tour part of the business. And when the time came, with a lot of gentle encouragement from my husband, I started looking for a tour partner in Hungary. I contacted a few folks and I just didn't find the right fit. But then you contacted me, Andrea, and you suggested that we work together. And I didn't realize it then, but it turns out that we have about 10 mutual acquaintances. And I did my homework. I definitely checked you out with some of these folks, and you came very highly recommended. So I am so glad you reached out to me. I can't imagine planning a tour without your amazing insight. And of course, it is always a bonus when you are able to travel with us. So thank you for all of your efforts for putting together amazing itineraries and working with me.
I do it with pleasure, of course.
Well, and it's fun for me too. So I'm glad that it has worked out this way. So let's get down to the topic of today's episode, the 1956 Revolution Memories Trail in Hungary. It will happen June 19th through July 1st, 2021. And this tour will focus on the events of the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. We will visit Sopron, Kastély, Budapest, Austria, and the bridge at Andau.
Yes. Okay, so yes, in 2021, it will be the 65th anniversary of the 1956 Hungarian Revolution. To understand the reasons better, I mean, why this revolution broke out, we have to talk a bit about the life in Hungary in the 1950s. So let's go back first to the end of the Second World War. Europe was torn in two. For the American British West and the Eastern Bloc, which was under Soviet control. This was the time when the so-called Cold War began. The relationship between the former Allied powers, the USA and the Soviet Union, started to break down. Hungary, in the heart of Europe, found itself on the border of the power line, but on the eastern side, unfortunately, despite of the fact that Hungary always had belonged to Western European culture. So the Communist Party was led by Rákosi Mátyás, who was said to be the best pupil of the Russian leader, Stalin. Around him, a cult of personality developed to ridiculous proportions. Fear ruled in the country. The state operated a secret agent network. Agents had to spy on their friends, colleagues, neighbors. Even you couldn't trust sometimes your family members. Private ownership was demolished. All private estates, companies were taken by power by the state authorities without any counter value, of course. So people who had other opinion than the Communist Party were sent to labor camps, where many people died due to the awful mental and physical tortures. So show trials were typical. both for the opponents and sometimes for the supporters of the regime. For example, Laszlo Rajk, who was a communist, the organizer and the founder of the AVH, the State Protection Authority, fell victim to the very system that he had supported, because Rákosi Mátyás saw him as a threat to his power. AVH was hated so much. It's not because they were communists, but it's because they were the secret police of Hungary. Similar to the Gestapo in the Nazi Germany or the KGB in Russia. Those guys were monsters. They kidnapped and tortured anyone who didn't agree with the communist government and committed numberless atrocities and murders. So nobody could feel free during this strict dictatorship. Phones were bugged, people couldn't travel freely. Streets, buildings, parks were decorated with statues of the communists. So, but a relaxation, a kind of relaxation began in 1953 when the Russian leader Stalin died. Imre Nagy replaced Mátyás Rákosi as prime minister of Hungary and announced the new course, a program of economic and social reforms, including political amnesties. The hardline communists regained power, unfortunately, denounced the new course, and removed Imre Nagy from all official posts. However, demands for reforms continued outside the party. So the Russian leader Khrushchev's secret speech denouncing Stalin early in 1956 caused major political waves in Eastern Europe and in the whole communist world. Agitation for reforms and the return of Imre Nagy continued also in Hungary, mainly in the intellectual circles, among writers, journalists, teachers. So the rehabilitation and ceremonial reburial of Laszlo, like we were talking about him before, brought 200,000 people onto the street on the 6th of October 1956 as a manifestation against the ruling communist dictatorship. And 17 days later, on the 23rd of October 1956, a mass student demonstration started that spilled over into a revolt with attacks on official buildings, the radio, the Communist Party, and the police headquarters. It started by the students, mostly from the technical university, and by the end of the day, the crowd had grown to several hundred thousands. So during that 12-day revolution between the 23rd of October and the 4th of November 1956, there were moments when freedom was in sight. But finally, the communists, with the help of the Soviet tanks, crushed the revolution. It was the most serious challenge to the Soviet Union's hegemony over Eastern Europe during the Cold War, and the only armed revolt against the Soviet Empire. So Western countries, unfortunately, despite their promise of help, left Hungary alone in its fight for liberty. So after the revolution, the Austro-Hungarian border was open for some days, and around 200,000 people left to Austria, and from there all over the world, most of them to the USA. So this is the story shortly about the era, about the 1950s, the year 1950s years.
Well, and so many Hungarians came to the U.S. and Canada. You know, my parents both spoke Hungarian fluently. And because of that, even though they were born in the U.S., but learned Hungarian first, they were able to really be helpful and contribute to the important work of resettling Hungarian refugees in the Youngstown, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio. I know that they worked with, you know, my dad went to Camp Kilmer in New Jersey to help do some translations and interpreting. And there, you know, there's so many people who have the Hungarian Revolution in their family history, but they maybe don't know too much about it because it is definitely a hard thing to talk about.
Oh, yes, I understand it very Well, yes. Yeah, so the joining us on this tour would be a great idea for those who want to learn a bit more about the revolution, about this time. So I pick from the program three points that will be about the 56th revolution. We will make a special 56th tour in Budapest, 56th sightseeing tour, I mean, visiting the sites of the main events of the revolution, including the BEB statue in Buda side when the demonstrations started, the Parliament Square, the Corvin Lane, the Hungarian Radio, and many more sites. We will have a guided tour in the House of Terror Museum in Budapest that is located in the building of the former AVH, the State Protection Authority, in the Andrássy Street 60. The tortures I was talking about happened here. It is a very moving and jaw-dropping, in some parts, interactive and artistic exhibition. Yes. Have you been there? Yeah?
Yes. Yeah. Mm. It's always hard for me to be in a place where evil happened because I can feel it. And there, I just thought, oh, the people, the sad things that have happened in this building. So I'm glad that they've redeemed the building, preserved the memories, preserved what happened so that people can learn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we will visit, we will travel to the Austrian-Hungarian border where thousands and thousands of Hungarians left Hungary, left the country. We make a stop at the bridge of Andau. It can be familiar to some of you who have read the book with the same title. The story takes the reader to the streets of Budapest where unarmed young people, factory workers, and poorly equipped Hungarian soldiers fought Soviet tanks. So it also tells the bittersweet story of the few days of freedom enjoyed by the citizens of Budapest before the Soviets returned in force. So the bridge was destroyed. The bridge of Andau was destroyed in November 1956 by the Soviet troops. But it was rebuilt in 1996 for the 40th anniversary of the revolution as a symbol of tolerance and helpfulness. Yeah.
So, and the book, The Bridge at Andau by James Michener, is definitely, if you're going on this tour, you should read that book. But even if you don't go on the tour, you should read the book because it just gives it's a historical fiction account. He did interview some people in order to get the information, but of course then created a story around that. So it's definitely worth reading, and we'll make sure there's a link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
So Andrea, I never know how to say your, if I should say Andrea. Your name the English way or the Hungarian way. So I should say it the Hungarian
way. The same
way. Andrea.
Yeah.
So as we plan this tour, we needed to take into consideration that this 1956 Hungarian Revolution is a pretty heavy topic. What other things will we experience so that this history lesson about Hungary isn't just so heavy?
No, of course. So, of course, we don't want to organize a sad tour for the people. Our main goal is to provide a relaxing journey for the travelers, but with adding the value of history lessons in honor of the victims, refugees, who were maybe the relatives, ancestors of the travelers. So among many attractive programs, we will visit, for example, a chocolate workshop in Sopron, where we will learn the process of chocolate making. We will sample different types of very delicious chocolates.
Yes.
Yes, we have been there already. Yeah,
it's a very good tour.
Yeah. We will visit Rust, the town of the storks at the Fertő Lake in Austria, in Burgenland today. This area was part of Great Hungary before the Trianon Treaty. So you can imagine that there are lots of Hungarian history there. We will make a tour in the Esterházy Palace of Fertőd, that is often called the Hungarian Versailles. We will visit the medieval castle of Szigliget at the Lake Balaton, offering breathtaking panorama of the lake. We will have delicious meals, wine tastings. We will try the cake of the year, as usual, on all the tours. And we will have many, many attractive programs during this almost 2 weeks, 12 days holiday. Yeah.
Yes. And while we're at it, let's talk a little bit about the physical activity on the tour. I always encourage our participants to start taking extra steps and stairs months before a tour starts. Of course, walking is great activity for health, and a trip is just more enjoyable when people can handle 2 miles a day without being exhausted. Of course, we don't walk 2 miles a day all at one time. It's interspersed throughout walking around a city, but, you know, there's places to walk. We just have to get from place A to place B, and it isn't always possible to get there with the bus. You know, and we're also walking on cobblestones, bricks, or we might be in a vineyard, walking amongst the grapes, or walking up to a castle. So, of course, everybody doesn't have to participate in everything we do, but if you make the investment in the trip, you might as well do all you can, and just you'll feel more comfortable walking.
Oh, yeah.
and being in shape.
Ah, yes, you're right. You're right. It's healthy to have some walking every day. So, and do not forget that we will have nice meals and sometimes abundant meals. So it's good to make some physical activities after. So it may happen that we walk 2 miles a day, but it can never be exhausting for the people. So almost in every group we have slow or slower walkers. If someone doesn't want to climb to the castle or do a longer walking city tour, we can find them a place to sit and relax while the group makes the program. And then we will come back. We will return to pick them up, of course. In many, in many museums, palaces, elevators are at, are at the disposal of the guests. So it helps. Or maybe there is a shorter or easier way to reach the destination. It may happen to divide, and it also may happen that we can divide a group for slow walkers and quick walkers. For example, you can take the slow walkers, and I can take the quick walkers to a castle. So we always do our best, everybody, to get the maximum experience in the tour.
Yes, but, for sure.
Yeah, but no programs are, of course, obligatory. You can skip some of them if you feel tired of you or if you would like to. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk about a tour day. For example, let's look at day two of the Revolution Memories Trail Tour. What are we going to do for that day?
Yeah. So day two will be a weekend day, a Sunday. We start the day with a rich buffet breakfast in the Hotel Panorama in Sopron. It's located in the downtown area of the town. After breakfast, we organize a city tour in Sopron, in the downtown of Sopron, or guests can get acquainted with the most beautiful monuments of Sopron. Besides the professional introduction of the site, they will hear interesting stories about the past and the present of the town. They get to know who the famous Pontzichters of Sopron are, why traditional local food are prepared with beans, and how Sopron's well-known red wine got the name Blue Frankish, Cake Frankos. The walking tour is easy, will be easy to follow for each age groups at a comfortable place, so without tiring uphills or stairs. So we are lucky with the town of Sopron. After the tour, people have some free time for a lunch break. We will recommend restaurants, or you can have your lunch in the restaurant of the hotel. It's also a good one, the Hotel Panorama. So in the afternoon, in the early afternoon, we will travel by bus to Fertőrákos to visit the Pan-European Picnic Memorial Park. It commemorates the civil initiative of the Pan-European Picnic Peace Demonstration, which was held here on the 19th of August, 1989. On the day, the temporary opening of the Hungarian-Austrian border during the demonstration gave nearly 600 citizens of the German Democratic Republic the opportunity to flee across the Hungarian border to the west, making the event the beginning of the destruction of the Iron Curtain. So it's going to be a very interesting place to visit. After we will visit the quarry of Fertő Rákos, the venue of a nice concert in the evening. It was a limestone mine already in the Roman times. Many fascinating big holes were created deeply under the surface until mining was stopped in 1948. So one of these bog holes serves as a concert venue in summertime, and we can enjoy the nice concert there. By the way, the limestone with the beautiful motifs was the favorite building material in the area. It was used first of all in Sopron and Vienna. Vienna is quite near to Sopron, for the construction of defensive walls in the Middle Ages, churches, and later public and private buildings. So after the concert, we will crown the day with a nice wine dinner in the Rásby winery and restaurant. It's a family-owned winery, one of the best in the region. We have already visited, you remember.
Yes, and it's an excellent, excellent winery. So I'm very excited about being able to visit there again. We had lots of our participants bought wine from that winery. So I'm excited. And that sounds like a pretty full day.
Yeah.
There's lots going on that day. But I think, you know, we intersperse full days with less full days. So that's good. While we're talking about wine, can you just talk a little bit about the wine from that region?
Yes. Of course, Sopron wine region is one of the oldest wine regions in Hungary. And the grape growing started here already during the Roman Empire. So it's really a long time ago. Sopron is famous for its blue Frankish, cake Frankos. Literally, it means blue franc banknote. So according to the legend, Napoleon's soldiers who invaded Sopron paid with a blue franc. This banknote was used to be given for a unit of the wine. So this is the legend of the cake Frankos. That is the most famous, tasty wine of the region, of this wine region.
Okay, so we're going to get some wine. That's good. Now, let's talk a little bit about a day that has some more free time.
Yeah. So let's take, for example, day 6, when we are already at the Lake Balaton. We have a nice, of course, as usual, a nice buffet dinner in our Hotel Flamingo, located right at the lake with private beach. So in nice weather, and the weather will be nice in June, we can sit on the terrace with a beautiful view to the Tihany Peninsula while having our breakfast. After breakfast, we make a city tour by small train. It will be very informative about the sites we pass by. And after this train tour, it's going to take maybe 30 minutes. And the whole day is on your own. So it will be free. You can pamper your body in the spa of the hotel, swim in the indoor or outdoor pool of the hotel or in the lake, in the beach. Enjoy a jacuzzi or a refreshing massage that we can pre-order for you before we arrive to the hotel. You can make a nice walk in the most beautiful town of the lake in Balatonfüred, where we are staying. Have some delicious ice cream that has won first prize this year. One of the ice cream makers in Balatonfüred has won the competition of ice cream. Or you can feed the swamps along the Rabindranath Tagore promenade. It has a difficult name, named after an Indian poet who stayed here in the hospital of heart diseases. And many, many more programs are available in this beautiful town, Balatonfüred. It's enough not for one day, but for weeks, really. You can enjoy this town for weeks without getting bored.
it's a beautiful area. One time, Don and I rented bikes from the hotel. Then we rode around the town, and it was very fun. So there's lots to do. If you get bored in Balaton Fured, it's your own fault.
Yes.
There's a lot to do.
Yes, I agree. And there are lots of good new restaurants with fine food. So it's really a culinary delight, you know, to visit these places. So, and this day is perfect also to invite your relatives. So if you have relatives in Hungary, you know, we don't have many organized program this day. So only in the evening, we will have a wine dinner together again in a winery nearby. But if you have your relatives around, they can join us, of course. It's not a problem. Yeah.
Okay. So we can adapt some of those things or help people make connections with their relatives if that's something that they would like to do. So definitely a good thing to keep in mind. So I will include links in the show notes about the things that we talked about today, and definitely extra information about the 1956 revolution. There'll be a link to a video in there, a link to the book, The Bridget Andow by James Michener. And if any of our listeners would like more information on this tour, please give us a call at 1-800-786-7851. And we can send you the day-to-day itinerary, and we can discuss the possibility of you joining us on the tour. So thank you so much, Andrea, for being here and being my guest again.
It was a pleasure for me to join this podcast, to join this talk with you. And I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
Yes. We will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hungarian Living is a division of Mudyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at mudyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.